Rasa Vitama is, of course, it's one of the Arba Tzainiyos which Chazal are masakin. But in a certain sense, Shavarasa Batamas is considered to be like the core, like the shayrish of all the tanias. Testimony to that is we just leaned on the Kriya Satoya for just now. Vayichal, which you read by every tainus. And the Vayichal is about Shviras Haluchos. And Shviras Haluchos is the Shavarasa Batamas. So if by every single tainus we're reading about Shviras Haluchos, it means that Shviras Haluchos is at the shayrish and at the yesod of every single tainus. So addressing the mahos of Shviras Haluchos is really a klolius dikun avoda. What's the ikun akud of a tainus b'chlaf? And Shviras Haluchos is falling out at this time of year in the parashas which we read about Bilam and Balak and Pinchas and even Matos Maaseh. The Shlach Kodesh already tells us that the parashios in the Zman of the year, those are not two separate parashios. But they're really one and the same, and the content of the parashios reflects the Inyan of the Yoyim and the Avodas Hayom. We speak about Bilam and Balak. We're familiar with the Mishnah on the fifth parak of Avos, which tells us that they are Talmidim of Avram Avinu and Talmidim of Bilam. In Talmidim of Avram, the first Mida which is mentioned there is an Ayin Toiva. In Talmidim of Bilam is an Ayin Ra. So what does it mean to have an Ayin Ra and an Ayin Toiva? Where do we find this by Bilam? Where do we find this by Avram? Secondly, which is a very important kasha in the entire parsha, is that we're all familiar with the fact that all the klalos turn into brachas, and this is a tremendous shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayefach Hashem es haklalos lebracha. But the Gemara says that be'etzem all the klalos which turn into brachas turn back into klalos except for one. So what's so great about these brachas after all? And secondly, the Gemara says that the Chachamim wanted to institute the parsha of Bilam in the Kriya Shema. But because of Torah Chatzibah, we took it out, or we didn't put it in. It's a shver kasha. If it's so important that it should be in Kriya Shema, then it should be in Kriya Shema. But because of Torah Chatzibah, we should take it out. If it's important, put it in. If it's not so important, what's the Havamina? And because of Torah Chatzibah, you're not going to put it in? What does it mean, Torah Chatzibah? That they can't sit for another few psukim? This Midah Ayin Ra has a simple pshat and a deeper pshat. The simple pshat that the Sfarim say is the inyan of being mistapik v'mu'at, not looking beyond one's means or what other people have and saying, I wish I can have more. So thank Hashem for what we have. But there's a deeper understanding of Ayin Ra. If you take a look at the different statements that Chazal bring out about Bilam, you find a very interesting Midah. Bilam is misfar about himself and he says, I am the idea das elyon. I know the supernal knowledge of Hashem. Now what would you think that means? That you understand the tifkai, the depth of what it means, yidgum midas arachamim. You have an understanding of maisa merkava, maisa bereshis. What does it mean, yodea das elyon, Chazal say? That Bilam is able to decipher the moment of the day that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And what's this moment? A point, etc. This is the shvach that Bilam says about himself. You can compare this to, let's say, somebody who builds like a huge mansion, right, with tremendous detail and artwork and this and that. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And somebody comes in and says, what do you know about this place? He says, you know what I know? I know exactly where the third floor bathroom is. That's what you tell somebody. Of all the things you can speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what you're looking at is the moment of anger? That's called the Yodea Das Elyon? What that reflects, though, about Bilam HaRasha, what Chazal are bringing out, is that when Bilam looked at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, instead of looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu with an Ayin Toiva, he looked at a Kodesh Baruch Hu with an Ayin Ra. What can I find fault in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What can I find about HaKadosh Baruch Hu which reflects a certain ra'ah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? On the pasuk of Bilam's Nevuah, when he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispires Reva Yisrael. So Chazal say that what was Bilam saying? Bilam was saying, laced into his Nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can somebody like you stand by and watch when a husband and wife are together? Mispires Reva Yisrael, you count them as if you are concerned about them, that you like looking at it. Not only does Bilam have an eye in Ra to be able to zone in on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the whole world. He sees everything good. But what's he pointing out? He's pointing out that a place where a human wouldn't look because of its lack of respect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look there. So he's using now his eye in Ra as if to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an eye in Ra. How do you look at such things? And in fact, when Bilam is on his way to go crisp in Yisrael, and the Malach stops him. He said, I have a kasha. He says, Hashem told me to go. And now you're saying that you're a Malach from Hashem telling me not to go. So it's a steer. Do I go or do I not go? And what does he say to the Malach? He says, V'ata imra be'einecha hashivali. He talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imra be'einecha. If you have an eye in ra, hashivali, I'll go back. Even in the words of Bilam HaRasha, he uses the words Ayin Ra. But speaking to who? To speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have an Ayin Ra, I won't go. And in fact, to use this Ayin Ra, it says that Bilam was taken by Balak to different places, to different viewpoints, to be able to find the Makom in order to bring that Klal that it should be Chal Klal Yisrael. We're speaking here about the Dor HaDeya. The Dor HaDeya, which was Makabel the Torah, led by Moshe Rabbeinu, the perfect door. And Bilam had the Ayin Ra to be able to find what's called the Kitzei Ha'am, like the edge, the tiny, tiny fraction of Bnei Yisrael, that if he can find it, he can curse Bnei Yisrael. Only somebody with an Ayin Ra was able to look at something so perfect that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar can find the Nekudah Ra in Klai Yisrael to curse them. Masha'en came by Avraham Avinu. The very first meter we find by Avraham Avinu, the very first test that the Torah really speaks about, is Lech Lecha El Ha'aretz Asher Araka. El Ha'aretz Asher Araka means, I'm not going to tell you where you're going. I'm just sending you to go. But the Lashon of El Ha'aretz Asher Araka means, to the place which I will show you, a Lashon of Re'iyah means that the whole point of the Asara Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu was in order to be Megala, a new Ayin of Avraham Avinu. To be Megala, the Ayin Toiv of Avraham Avinu. And in fact, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, it was not Eretz Yisrael, it was Eretz Canaan. And he had the same kasha that the Meraglim had when they came to Eretz Yisrael. This is the Eretz Yisrael? This is the Eretz Tovah Rechava? Look at all the klipas, all the Canaanim, everything which is going on over here. This is it? This is the Aretz Asher Areka? But already HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, El Haaretz Asher Areka, which I will show you. Don't be deceived by what you see on the outside. And Avinu would stand his own, and he had a moon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem sees much deeper than I can. And he continued on. Because he had a moon and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that Hashem has an eye and Torah better than I do. And then we have a whole parsha, which is called Vayera, which is a Lashon of Iyah, that Hashem appears to Avram after he has a bris. And after he has a bris, Avram Avinu's eyes change legamre. Vayera love Hashem. First of all, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way which he never saw him before after bris milah. Al pi Kabbalah and Chassidus, the eyes and the legs and the bris have a lot to do with each other. So Hashem says to Avram, Avram is witnessing this Vayirei Lev Hashem, and the Torah says twice in the same pasuk. It says Vayar. It says Avram saw the Malachim, Vayar Vayaretz Likrasim. Vayar Shlei Shonasim, Vayar Vayaretz Likrasim. He saw it totally different. He had a new perception on everything after the bris milah. And in fact, in this parsha, Parshas Vayera, you have three times the Torah uses the word Ayin Tova. You don't find that in any other parsha or any other sedra in anywhere else in Tanakh. But after the whole incident with Hagar, Hashem says to Avram, it's time to send Yishmael away. And it's very difficult for Avram to do so. But Sarah is persistent. And Avram says, Asila katoiv beinayach. Do what you think is good in your eyes. See, here Avram Avinu, who is the toiv ayin, is saying to Sarah, you also have a toiv ayin. And what's interesting is that immediately after that, the Torah says that Hagar was saved, Vayimsa malach Hashem al ein hamayim. That the place that Hagar had her Yeshua and Yishmael had the Yeshua was called Ein Hamayim, the place called Ayin. As if to say that in the schus of the tears of Avram, that he had an Ayin Taiva, that he really didn't want to see it like this. But he was mevatel to the Ayin Taiva of Sarah, that she had a Yeshua. And after that, we find even by Lot, that Lot says to the Bnei Sodom who are banging down his doors, to take the guests, to take these malachas, Vasei lahen katoiv beinechem. That you can take my daughters and do katoiv beinechem. What did you learn to speak like this, Lot? To speak about a toiv ayin, of course, from the house of Avram Avinu. That's why he took in the guests, because of Avram Avinu. And thirdly, by Avram himself, that Avimelech says to Avram, katoiv beinech hashev. Do what you want. If you want to settle here, you can settle here. But Avimelech testifies about Avram Avinu when he says, katoiv beinecha, you are the toiv ayin. I say Parshas Vayira has 147 psukim, which is Gematria Toiv Ayin. When Avram was confronted with the same stira that Bilam had, do I go or do I not go? He had such a stira also back here this Yitzchak. But instead of questioning Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying, what's this? Kara Bainacha. Where's your Ayin over here? Of course, Avinu with his Taivayin, he believes and he follows through with Akedas Yitzchak. And after that, he's zeichet that Yitzchak finds his Shidduch where? Also by the Ein Hamayim. What's interesting is that when Kalev went into Eretz Yisrael as part of the Beraglim, of which we know the Torah says at the end of Parshas Lach, don't run after your Ayin. Don't have an Ayin run Eretz Yisrael. Don't be fooled by what you see on the outside. So Chazal tell us that Kalev, where was his first stop that he went to? He came to Chevron. So the Arizal says that Kalev was a Gilgal of Eliezer Eved Avram. And the reason why he was going to Maris Machpelah was because the Eved was going back to the Adam. When Mispal let us cover. As I stayed in Arizal. But on another level, why was he going to Chevron? Why was he going to Maris Machpelah? Because Maris Machpelah is the place that Avram is buried. And Avraham is the Ayin Taiva. And Kalev is saying, if I'm going to be Zeichet to an Ayin Taiva to be able to see Eretz Yisrael for what it really is, I need to have the Ayin Taiva of Avram. And by going to Avram and being Zeichet to the Ayin Taiva, he wasn't fooled. Of course, Yeshua had the bracha of Moshe. The Torah testifies about Moshe many times in Chazal, that Moshe is the ultimate Taiv Ayin. That really the Torah was only given to Moshe. But Betovas Eino, he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe is the ultimate Taivayin. So Yeshua was okay. Once he had the bracha from Moshe, he was in the clear. He was going to see what that Ayin Taivayin Eretz Yisrael. But Kalev didn't have that reassurance. So he needed the Ayin Taivayin of Avram. So really when you reflect upon this midah of Bilam and Avram, we usually think of the midah of Ayin Ra and Ayin Taiva is a person stingy? Is he not stingy? And we certainly don't think of that in terms of how we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a midah of Ayin Ra Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu versus an Ayin Taiva Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kilu, do we dan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kav Zchus? Or do we not dan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kav Zchus? Do we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees things in a way which, from a perspective of Ra, or only from a perspective of Taiva? This determines whether or not a person is a Talmud of Avram or a Talmud of Bilam. When we take a look at this parsha, Parsha's Balak, this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ayin Taiva really comes out from where? From Bilam himself. It's not a coincidence that Bilam is the one who has to proclaim and to testify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Hibit Oven B'Yakov V'Lo Ra'am O'B'Yisrael. that really I'm moed ala emes, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees no fault in Klai Yisrael whatsoever. That even if he looks at their averus, he doesn't see averus, he sees chuyos. But it has to come from Bilam, from the place of the biggest Ayin Ra. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make a Kiddush Hashem, he has to be the one to testify by the Kodesh Baruch Hu that there's no Ayin Tovah like the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not so simple to have this midah, of course. Because everybody goes through challenges in their life. And it's only somebody who's a tzaddik, who's able to accept everything be'emunah, that only comes from the fact that you believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik. Like we say every single day in davening, Chazal say, a person who says Ashrei three times a day is a ben olam haba. It's a very puzzling Chazal, why should that be? So it could be because of what we say, tzaddik Hashem b'chol derecha v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, that if a person really lives by this, that Hashem is a tzaddik b'chol derecha v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, he goes lifnei m'shir v'sadin, like a chassid does. If you really believe that, there's certainly ben olam haba, even b'olam hazeh. But it's for that reason that Parshas Balak should be in Kriya Shema. Because this midah of understanding that everything Kodesh Baruch Hu does, he does with Tayvain, is a chelek of when we say Hashem Echad, like the Gemara says, Hashem Echad la asalav, the Gemara asks him, Sachar, Balav ha'inna Echad, is he not Echad now? The Gemara says, of course he's Echad now, but we just don't see. Now we see Adayin Ames, but la asalav will see Atayvain Meitim. But what it means Hashem Echad is to believe that even the Ra is really the Taiva. And that comes out of Parshas Balak. So what does it mean when you Tarech HaTzibur, you can't put it in? Tarech HaTzibur means that people who are going to read Parshas Balak, they're not going to chop that. You have to have an Ayin Taiva to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ayin Taiva. But if people are not B'nai Ayin Taiva themselves, if they're just going to read Parshas Balak and Parshas Bilam, that's called Tarech HaTzibur. Because you can't expect the Raif HaTzibur to be holding on this Madrega to be able to see that everything Kodesh Baruch Hu does is Ayin Tovah. So you can put it in. But unless you yourself have an Ayin Tovah, you won't see the Ayin Tovah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's true for the entire Parsha of Parshas Balak. Like we started before. What happened to all the Kalalos? They all turned into Brachos. But then all the Brachos turned into Kalalos. So what's so great about these Brachos after all? But the Teretz is that you have to have an Ayin Tovah. The Ayin Tovah means that you have to be able to see that although all the klalos became brachos, there's still one bracha which did not become a klala. That's what the Gemara says. Vayafei Hashem es haklala livracha. There's one klala which became a bracha and didn't go back to become a klala. That's Ma'atayba Lechayach Mishnei Secha Yisrael. But you have to have an Ayin Tovah to be able to see that although all the many klalos which were turned into brachos went back into klalos, you have to have an Ayin Tovah to be able to find the one bracha which didn't go back. And that's the one bracha which we begin davening with every single day, Matav Elach Yaakov. You can't go into shul without saying that. So in the same way that Bilam was able to pick apart just one nekud of Kadosh Baruch Hu to say, oh, Hashem has an Ayin Ra. You have to have an Ayin Tovah like Chazal have. Be able to zero in on all of the brachos which turn into klalos to say, ah, but there's one bracha left. Matav el Hayakov, this is so precious to us, let's put it into the beginning of davening. You don't even begin davening without mentioning the Ayin Tovah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though Parshas Balak is not in the Kriya Shema, it begins the Seder of davening every single day. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh tells us that on this pasuk that Bilam says, the Gemara says that Bilam is called the Shesum Ha'ayin, that he's blinded in one eye. Of which we say, of course, Bilam, he didn't know how to look. He had an Ayin Ra, it's a filthy, filthy eye. So the Baal Shem Tov says, he asked the Kasha, how is it that Bilam was able to see such amazing Nevuahs? There's no other Navi in the Torah who prophesizes about Lo Asalava like Bilam does. He saw things which nobody saw. How could it be? If not for the fact, says the Baal Shem, that there was one Nekuda Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left on Bilam, that from that place he was able to see such amazing things. What was that? The Shesum Ayin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his Ayin Tova, was able to find one place on the biggest rush in the world, of which he says, I see here something good. But furthermore, how did Bilam become Shesum Ayin? Chazal say that when he said, "Umispar es Reve Yisrael," that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you look at the intimacy between husband and wife, you're observing such things. As soon as he said that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu blinded him in that eye. In the place that Bilam, is an amazing thing, in the place that Bilam accused the Kadosh Baruch Hu of being an Ayin Ra, how could you look at such things? That he accused Hashem of that Nida, and that Hashem blinded him there, it was from that very place that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought all the Nevuahs upon Klal Yisrael. So in the very place that he accused the Kadosh Baruch Hu of being an Ayin Ra, Hashem was able to find her in a Kud of Ayin Tova. We speak about the months of Tammuz and Av. The Zohar tells us that every single month corresponds to a limb of the body, but also to the face. The face is considered to be a tzur and a partif of itself. And the Zohar Kaddish tells us that Tammuz and Av correspond to the einayim, to the eyes. And on this, the Ari says, "Eini, eini, yor demayim." Eini is Tammuz. Eini is Av. Yor demayim, that it's a time of bechia. And the idea that Tammuz and Av is a zman of bechia implies that Tammuz and Av is a zman of shiras einayim. That when the einayim can't see tov and the einayim can only see ra, that's called bechia. That's called eini eini yor demayim. When we speak about Shavuos Haluchos, which took place on Shavuos HaBetamos, what's interesting is that the Torah calls this Va'ashabrim Le'inechem, which literally means that I broke it as you watched, but it also means Va'ashabrim Le'inechem means that I broke your eyes. The Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the Torah and he gave it Tovas Ayin to Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael stood Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru, that when they stood eye to eye with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, means that they had eyes similar to the Tahor Einayim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That their eyes were like mirrors of each other. What's interesting is that how did the Luchos come to break? Chazal tell us that there was a big stir when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And all the Umos Olam were aware something big was about to happen, and they came to Bilam and they said, "What's going on? Is Hashem bringing another marvel to the world?" Which in itself, by the way, is a tremendous Ayin Ra. Hashem already swore he's not going to bring a marble. And you have a Havamin, Hashem's going to bring a marble? That's in itself an Ayin Ra, that Hashem would go back on his promise? So they come to Bilam, because Bilam is the place of all Ayin Ra. What's the teretz to this kasha? Someone says, "No, I'm not bringing a marble. He's giving the teretz to his nation." What's interesting is that Chazal tell us that why did the Luchos break after all? The reason why the Luchos broke is because they weren't given Bitsina, they were given Befarhesia. And because of an Ayin Ra that they were given Befarhesia, the Luchos broke. So the whole Shviras HaLuchos took place because of an Ayin Ra. And it could very well be that the reason why is because Bilam himself heard about it, because he heard that there was some big spectacle going on. And with his Ayin Ra, he was able to create a matzav in which the Luchos should break. So even the Luchos themselves were breaking V'ashabein Le'inichem because of an Ayin Ra. And in fact, the Gemara says, Rav says in Brachos, that 99 out of 100 people died because of Ayin Ra. So Tammuz and Av is this man of Eini Eini Yor Demayim. And that's what Shviyos HaLuchos represents. It represents not being able to see the Ayin Tova because there's tears in our eyes. And when there's tears in the eyes, you can't see properly. What's interesting is that today we're commemorating, I guess if it's lack of a better word, the Shviras HaLuchos, and we're having this tainus. But today is not Shavuos HaBetamos. Today is Chai Tammuz. What happened? Shavuos HaBetamos fell out on Shabbos. When Shavuos HaBetamos falls out on Shabbos, And Shavasar B'Tamuz is Nidcha, the Tanis is Nidcha to another day. It's not just Stam Kacha. There has to be an explanation to why that is. The Oymek HaInyan is that Shabbos Kodesh is a Bechin of Ayin Toiva. And Tamuz is a Bechin of Ayin Ra. But Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to find the Ayin Toiva even in the Ayin Ra. That even the Shabbos HaMatamuz, you could see nothing good about it. That it's a day of Shira Saluchos. But Shabbos has an Ayin Toiva that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to find in Guf of the Ayin Ra of Bilam and Akuda Toiva, to be able to see the Geula Lo Sabava, so too Shabbos Kodesh comes from such a place. It comes from a place called Shabbos Yom Menucha V'Chai Olamim. Comes from a place very, very far away. Every Shabbos comes from very, very far, comes to us. But Shabbos comes from a place that it's able to see very far. But Yizayim Tammuz is not really a fast day at all. But like the Navi says, that there were some Nevi'im that they prophesied about impeding Tzaros which would befall Klal Yisrael. But those very same Nevi'im were able to see very, very far and to see that there would be big issues for Klal Yisrael also. And they said about it that the Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, they're all going to turn into Yomim Tovim. So if a person has an Ayin Ra, it's only because he's seeing things superficially, that he only sees the Tainis, which is the Chitzonius of the day. But if a person has an Ayin Toiva and he sees very deep into Shavar Sabbatamuz, he'll be able to see that one day it's going to be a big Yontif. And that comes out in Shavar Sabbatamuz itself. That when they came to make the eagle in Shavar Sabbatamuz, when Moshe came down and he saw it. So on that day, it was already Tezayin Tammuz. So Aaron is trying to hold him off and he says, don't do anything. Chag l'Hashem Machar, just wait till tomorrow. That's the day Moshe came down, and that's the day the Luchos are broken. But the Sfarim say, what does it mean, Chag l'Hashem Machar? He's calling Shavuot HaBetamuz a Chag. Why? Because if Moshe had come down and Luchos not have been brought, it would have been a Yontiv. And what he's saying is, Machar, Yish Machar l'Achazman, Chazal say. That L'Asa Lavo, in the big Machar, with the capital Mem, it's going to be a Yontiv L'Asa Lavo. You have to have eyes to see that. Aaron had such eyes. Moshe certainly had such eyes. But Mipitayach HaTzibur, they weren't going to wait till tomorrow. Because you can't expect everybody to have such an Ayin Toiva. And they didn't hold out. And they fell into the Ayin Ra. And the Luchos broke because of the Ayin Ra of Bilam. But Shabbos has such eyes. Especially the Shabbosos during these 3 weeks. Of which the Tiferes Shlomo very famously says, Rav lach Shabbos ve'imak avocha. Then in the imak avocha, which is in the depths, which is the 3 weeks, Rav lach Shabbos, that the Shabbos are the greatest Shabbos of the year. So yesterday, which is the beginning of these Shabboses, which fell in Shavuot HaBetamuz itself, where it's Rav lach Shabbos, the Shabbos are even greater. That even the imak avocha, even in the depths of tears, which to be able to try to not allow us to see into the distance, Shabbos steps up and it becomes a Rav Lach Shabbos that despite the tears you could see very, very far. The Shabbos is able to bring out during these 3 weeks a Shabbos from a higher place, because when the tzaras get deeper and they get stronger, Shabbos gets greater. Whenever the Ayin Ra tries to be Mizgaber, you can always count on Shabbos to have an Ayin Toiva to see even farther. That's why about Minchan Shabbos, when we come to the Raivad Ravim, which is the Oymek of Shabbos, which is this man of purest tzaddikim, we say 3 times Tzidkoscha. The Torah says Tzidkoscha, 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 because Moshe died, Yosef died, and David died all at the same time. Minchan Shabbos. So Gufa at that time, that there's Mises Tzaddikim, which is the biggest pella in the world. How can a tzaddik die? How can Moshe not go into Eretz Yisrael? How can David die? How can Yosef die? Gufa in that place, on Shabbos, you can say Tzidkoscha. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. El emun ve'ein avel tzadik v'yosher. Dafka on Shabbos, you can say that. David HaMelech, who's the Bechina, who's the Neshama of Shabbos, as we know, he says in Tehillim, which begins, Min hameitza karasi ka anani b'merchav ka. Min ha-meitzar karasika is a remnant to the Mei ha-mitzar. Min ha-meitzar and the Mei ha-mitzarim karasika. And David says in this capital, he says, Hashem li ba'izrai ve'ani areh b'sainai. That Hashem is with me and I see my enemies. What does it mean that you see your enemies? It doesn't say what he sees about his enemies. What do you see about them? Ani erev b'sanei, okay, I also see my enemies. But the teretz is that you have to look a little bit deeper. You have to go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, Toiv lachzus b'Hashem yiptach b'adam. So therefore, if you really want to read the pasuk the way that David HaMelech intended it to read, you would say like this. Hashem li b'Yisrael, when Hashem is with me, ani ere b'sonai toiv. I could even see good in my enemies. But in order to be able to go and to see the word toiv in that pasuk, you have to be able to look beyond the end of the pasuk into the beginning of the next pasuk. You can only do that if you have an ayin toiv. So if the pasuk would say, v'ani ere b'sonai toiv, nobody sees that. The stam person doesn't see the good in his enemies. But if Hashem is with you, and you have Hashem's ayin, then you can even take the step out of the box to raise yourself up to be talmidim of Avraham Avinu. V'ani ere b'sonai, soif pasuk, toif. Thus is the mid of Avraham Avinu and of David HaMelech. And that's why it applies to the capital of Min HaMeitzah. Because Min HaMeitzah karasika, when you call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Meitzah, what you're asking is, Hashem li b'Yisrael, v'ani ere b'sonai toif. Then in the deepest darkness, they should be able to see good. And that's what Shabbos is also. When we usher in the Shabbos and we say, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, what is the Mizmor of Shabbos after all? Again, you have to look at the first word of the next pasuk. Toif. But the Nekud of Shabbos is Toif. And that's why Shabbos with the Sayin Toiva, even though it's looking straight in the eye to Yishabar Sabbatamas and it sees Shira Saluchos and four other catastrophes, Shabbos says, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, all I do is I sing. I see only good here. V'ani ere b'sonai toiv. This is the mid of Shabbos and the mid of David HaMelech. And so therefore, there's much good to see in Shavuot Sabbatamos. It doesn't have to be Shavuot Sabbatamos or Yud Zayin Tamos. It could be Toiv Tamos also. Because Yud Zayin is Gematria Toiv. But we don't see it that way. We just see Shavasa. We see Yud Zayin. But if you make a Cheshbin, if you make a Cheshbano Shalaylam, you can also see that it's Gematria Toif. There's a good which is hidden there, but you have to have the eyes to see that. And that's Pshat what Bilam says. In Ra'a Be'inecha Hashivali. If you have a bad eye, Hashiva is a Lashon of Shabbos. What's the antidote? What's the medicine for a ra'ayin? Yom ra'a b'inecha hashivali. You have to give me Shabbos. Shabbos is able to bring out the ayin taiva, even from the biggest rasha, like Bilam HaRasha. Pasha's Balak begins Vayar Balak. The Balak sees. It begins with this inyan of being able to see the way that a Rasha sees. And he says, Hine kisas ein ha'aretz, he's all concerned about the fact that the eye of the land is covered up. Which the Zayar says that the eye of the land is the place that he got all of his tumah from. But he was concerned that his kayach of ri'iyah was fading away because Klai Yisrael was covering the eye of the land. For a Rasha, that's a very bad thing. But for a tzaddik, it's a very good thing. Because an ayin ha'aretz means a very gashmistic way of looking at things. A yid wants to bring out what's called like an ein shamayim. Not an ayin, not an ein ha'aretz. So the parasha begins with Vayar Balak. And you have this shesum ha'ayin of Bilam ha'rasha. And then you come to the end of the parasha. And we're introduced to the tzaddik of Pinchas. And our introduction to Pinchas is Vayar Pinchas. There's certainly this contrast between Vayar Balak in the beginning of the parsha and Vayar Pinchas at the end of the parsha. Vayar Pinchas, that the eyes of Pinchas are very halaga eyes. And it doesn't even see what Pinchas saw. It just says, Vayar Pinchas, Vayakam Itaycha Ida. Because what he saw, we can't see. And what he saw in this magefa, in this catastrophe, was something which nobody is able to see. That there's an akuda taiva there. And the reason why Pinchas was the only one who stood up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was because he had an eye, which is an eye which is able to see even in the Kudat Taiva and Zimri. And if you take a Talmei Sheloach on this parasha, you'll see an amazingly matzchus for Zimri. He wasn't stam a person, the Zimri ben Sadu. Not stam a mensch. But on the outside, he looked like a rasha. And he took Kozbi, who was the daughter of Balak, Chazal say. And in truth, we'll just mention a little bit about it, is that he wanted to bring Mashiach. Because as we know, the neshama of Mashiach is by Lot. And Lot, Moab, Balak, the king of Moab, the princess. And the princess is always the place where the neshama lies. Which is why Shlomo took all the princesses as wives. Because all the tzaddikim in the game, which will come out from the kings of that nation, are all in the princesses of those nations. So he wanted to bring out the neshama of Mashiach. That was Zimri's kavana. Very, very deep. But only somebody like Pinchas, who has an eye of Vayar Pinchas, is able to see such a thing. And when he killed him, he was maling him up. Did a big thing for him. To die at the hands of a tzaddik like that, on such hands like Eliyahu Navi's hands. Chazal said that he only was inaugurated to be a kohen when he killed Zimri. Which is the antithesis of what a kohen is all about. A kohen who kills anybody, the halacha is he can't do duchenin if he has blood on his hands. But here, Gufa, by having blood on his hands, he was able to become a kohen. How could that be? It must be that he doesn't have blood on his hands at all. That what he did for Zimri was the biggest taiva possibly you can imagine. But the Torah doesn't say Vayar Pinchas it is, because you can't see. You and I can't see what's going on over here. It's just Vayar Pinchas. Whatever he saw, he saw. But that's Nela. Because not everybody has an eye like that. And then you come into Parshas Pinchas. And when you have in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says to Moshe, Ale al har ha'avarim, ure'e. Come to the highest mountaintop and to see. And to see into Eretz Yisrael. You know what it means for Moshe Rabbeinu to see into Eretz Yisrael? That really the whole kavana of the Meralim going into Eretz Yisrael was to be a shliach of Moshe, to bring the eyes of Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. Keshlucha shel Adam kamosa. But as the Sfarim say, that they didn't work Mekayim the Shlichas properly, so they didn't bring Moshe's eyes into Eretz Yisrael. But the whole tachlis of the Meraglim was in order to bring the eyes of Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe has an eye in Toiva. And had they gone with Moshe's Shlichas, they would have been Zeichet to the eye of Moshe to be able to see Eretz Yisrael for what it was, that it's truly an Eretz Toiva Rechava. Not to look at the Chitzonius, to see a Shavas and Metamaz on the outside, but to see the Pnimius, the Machar of Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't do that. They didn't go B'Shlichas of Moshe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that my plan will never fail. Hashem says, go on the top of Har Ha'ivarim and look into Eretz Yisrael. And you should know, the Ragat Shavar says, and I think the Masha echoes this, he says that the whole concept of Avir the Eretz Yisrael Machkim, that school that Eretz Yisrael has, is only because Moshe Rabbeinu looked into Eretz Yisrael. That he brought eyes of Torah into Eretz Yisrael. You can imagine what it means that the eyes of Moshe, that just to look into Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say that before he died, he went to every single Jew and looked at every Jew. You know what it means that a tzaddik should look at you like Moshe Rabbeinu? Just bechlal, when a person goes to a tzaddik, he goes to a tzaddik and he goes for a bracha. I know by my Rebbe, this is very common. He goes for a bracha and he's expecting that the tzaddik's going to hold his hand. He's going to say, oh, Mamish, he's going to bring down all these lights. There's going to be big fireworks everywhere. And the tzaddik says, you know, you should be benched. Go to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, right? Right? What does he say? He says, bracha v'atzlacha. I went all the way here to B'nai Brak to get a bracha from Atzlam Chaim Kinevsky. You know what just one word from a tzaddik like that is? But not even that. Just the fact that the tzaddik laid his eyes on you is worth more than all the brachas. But we have to be a pneumistic person to be able to see that. That's just one word. Just the eyes of the tzaddik. And I know by my Rebbe for sure that when people come and they get brachas, even though he hardly ever gives chizuk, he's always saying in his heart there's a lot. Just one word from a heart which is so big and wants so much that this person should have atzlacha is worth more than a chitzonius tzaddik going like this and holding your hand and tapping you on the back and giving you 2 hours that tzaddik emes can do in 1 minute, but another person can accomplish in years. If you have to have such eyes, if you have such eyes. Sidetracked over there. I forgot where we were. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu. Looking into Eretz Yisrael. Just one look of Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael. The eyes of Moshe, the Ayin Tov of Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. People to bring out the Eretz Tov or Rechav of Eretz Yisrael. These are the eyes. And when we come into the Mehametzim and we're reading these parashas and we see the Vayar Pinchas and we see the eyes of Moshe. And immediately after this, the Torah talks about Amatas Maase, all the different, the boundaries and being Kivush Eretz Yisrael. The eyes of Moshe set into motion Kivush Eretz Yisrael. Everything the Meraglim wished to do, and they spent 40 days in Eretz Canaan, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do in just one moment of looking into Eretz Yisrael. If not, then why are we speaking about the Gvulas Eretz Yisrael? We should leave that for Yoshua to talk about. But before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, he should, why Dafka now? In the very parsha, Matas Maase, we were speaking about Moshe looking at Eretz Yisrael, you have to talk about all the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. If not for the fact that Moshe, just by looking at Eretz Yisrael, that allowed for Kivush Eretz Yisrael. Medrash says, the Bilam says, Erenu v'layata, that I see it coming, but it's not now. And this is the beginning of Bilam's Nevuah about the Zman of Mashiach. Leave it to Chazal to be able to bring out the Ayin Ra of Bilam. Chazal say, Bilam is not like Yeshaya. That Bilam and Yeshaya were looking at the very same thing. Bilam looked at the Gula and he said, Arenu, I see it, v'loyata. It's not coming now. When a Yid should read this pasuk in the Torah, he should cry. He should cry. V'loyata. V'loyata. I mean, he's able to see it, but it's so far away. This is the way that a Bilam, Harasha, who doesn't want to see the Gula happen, how he sees the Gula. Be'ayin ra. You know how Chazal see the Gula? The Gemara Sanhedrin says that they ask, "Emesai Kosimah, when is the Mashiach coming?" You know what the answer is? Hayoyim im bekoyle sishmo. It's right here, right now. Leave it to Chazal to have an ayin tayv of the Gula. That whereas Bilam says, "Erenu v'le'ata," it's machar, machar la'achar zman. Chazal say it's mamish here. Hayoyim im bekoyle sishmo. And that's what Yeshaya says. And it's exactly why we read it just now. What does Yeshaya say? Ki kreiva Yeshua silavoy. V'tzidkasi lehigalais. Ki kreiva Yeshua silavoy means it's right here. It's mamish right here. It's so close. But you have to read that on Tainus. That in the very same Kriyas HaTayyeh that you read about the Shviras Aluchos and you read about the Ayin Ra and you have and you're despondent and you think that the Gula is so far away. You have to call in Yeshaya and you have to read from him. No. Ki kreiva Yeshua silavoy. The tzikasi and my tzidkas that everybody will see tzadik Hashem v'chol derachav, that everything I did and that I do and will do forever is ba'ayin tayva. That's how we have to go in with that haftarah, and that's why every single haftarah concludes with this message: Samchenu b'Eliyahu Navi, which is this Pinchas we know as Eliyahu. Because there are so many nevuas which we read about, which are all about the chatoim of Klal Yisrael. We have to know that a Navi, that the same Navi who saw all the Chataim of Klal Yisrael, he also saw the Yeshuas of Klal Yisrael. That if a person is not just nearsighted, that he's farsighted, that he has such glasses, that he's able to see into the distance. That's really what every single Navu was supposed to bring out. A sense of Ki Kreiva Yeshua Silava. And that's the message for these 3 weeks. That if a person has such eyes, that if he wants to work on the Eini Yodamayim, it's one big sugya from Shivasi Batamus to Tisha B'Av. And that's perhaps why the Ptira of the Chayza from Lublin is on Tisha B'Av. Out of all the tzaddikim, the Chayza from Lublin, you know, we speak about the fact that the Chayza was able to see from one end of the world to the next. Literally, mamish, see one end of the world to the next. What we don't realize about the Chayza from Lublin is that you can only see from one end of the world to the next, is if you're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from one end of the world to the next also. That if you could see that day, that which Hashem says, V'tzidkasi ligalai, that everything I do is for the good. then even on a day like Tisha B'Av, what you think is the deepest, darkest day of the year, the Chayza from Lublin says, I want to be here. Because if you have eyes like that to be a Chayza, to be a Navi, then when you look at Tisha B'Av, you don't just see a day of destruction. You see a day of rebirth. You see the fact that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. You see all the Nakudas that Chazal are bringing out, then in the deepest Ayin Ra, you can find the Nakuda of Tov. So Hashem should help us that during these 3 weeks, from Shabbat and Batamas, that Hashem should be ba'ayzvai va'anir b'sanatayv to find mikudos tayvis in ourselves and our chaverim, and most of all in the Kaddish Baruch Hu shbegalu da'ayin tayva. Then in the same way that Moshe looked into Eretz Yisrael and he changed the world, the Kaddish Baruch Hu should shine that light upon us with his eyes, and with that v'tzikas b'ga'olos, we should be able to receive that Yeshua that day b'bias gal tzedek. Amen.